Thistle Radio can be heard most Sundays on 7315 kHz. And they broadcast from Scotland. That's Thistle Radio on 41 metres, 7315. Also on the 23rd of March, Southside's medium wave antenna was struck by lightning and unfortunately it put them off the air for a few days. Weekend Music Radio should be on the air on 7335 sometime next week, possibly the week after. That's on the 41 metre band. Radio should be on the air, transmitting on the 41 metre band either next week or the week after, 7335 or 7340. ABC England's address. Radio Viking made their final transmission in Dutch station on 6283 kHz on the 30th. So, goodbye to Radio Viking, and thanks for all those brilliant programmes. Westside Radio only received two letters for their last transmission. Now, if you want Westside Radio to stay on the air, you must write to them. Two letters is not good enough. Tune in to 6280 for Westside Radio. Also, Radio Jackie, early mornings from London, can be heard long distance on 1332 kHz on the medium wave band. So if you'd like to tune in for Radio Jackie from British Standard Time, 800 hours until 900 hours in the morning. That's on Sunday mornings, Radio Jackie London. Give a tune around because they can be heard 400 miles away with only the power of 20 watts. And that's it for the DX program. I'll probably see you later on in the transmission. This is EMR DX now coming to an end. Thanks to Ken Baird and everybody else who's written into EMR with some DX tips. And don't forget, if you want the DX program to stay on the air, especially the DX tips with Chris Patrick, with some DX tips. So this is the DX program, now signing off and standing by for Mr. Roger Tate and the Mailbag program. And also hello to Martin Richards. Your request will be played an hour and 20 minutes. So to Martin Richards, your record request will be played in 1 hour and 20 minutes time. ZMR DX signing off. Bye for now.
On European Music Radio.
It's sending, or broadcasting even,
on 48 and 41 metre band. A monthly programme in which we look at your letters, correspondence, criticisms and interests. Well, generally I start off by saying the letters are overflowing from the studio table onto the floor. This time it is absolutely literally true. In fact, we've had so many letters over the last month that it's not going to be possible to read everyone out. But we're going to give everybody that wrote in a special name check or a dedication. As is customary, don't forget the mailing address. We always start off with that. It's European Music Radio, Kent Place, Norwell, New York. And I said it like that specially for Crystal Head over there in London. In the programme later on, I'll be introducing a guest, Mark from Beckenham in England. He's having a look around the mailbox studio, looking very shy, sitting in the corner of the studio. But we're going to start off with the letters, of course. Name checks, dedications, and what have you. And what have I got in my hand here? Well, would you believe it's a piece of paper? It comes to us from Hull in North Humberside, England. And it comes to us from Colin Frankland. And he sends us, of course, a reception report, which gives us 44344 for our last transmission. You will remember that last month we were saying if we don't get more letters, we were going to close down. Well, that got you all fooled, didn't it? We were serious about it, and as a result of the response, we are certainly not going to close down. We are amazed at the number of people out there that do actually listen to us. They say in this letter that EMR is an essential part of the whole thing, meaning free radio.
The way I see it is if you give up, it's one less free radio station to worry about for the GPO. Also, if you give up, it's one less good music show for listeners to listen to on a Sunday. You play music that the people want to listen to, not as the BBC music, which we get rammed down our ears all the time. Thanks very much indeed there, Colin, for your letter.
Certainly appreciated. From Hull to Birmingham in the Midlands, in England, and a letter which starts off, Dear Barry, I'm John Gleeson, one of the DXers who you met at the World DX Club meeting in Reading in March.
During a talk on land-based free radio stations. Anyway, I'm writing to your station in request to your announcements made on March the 16th broadcast, asking for listeners to encourage EMR to stay on the air. He goes on, in fact, to say that he was receiving us loud and clear. He said, "Is this letter is read out on the mailbox programme. Please could we give a mention to Paul Walton of Bloomsbury, Worcestershire, and Martin Richards of Amesbury in Wiltshire."
Okay, John, fine. Well, we've mentioned your two friends there, and I dare say we'll be mentioning them later on in their own right, simply because they wrote into us themselves. You listen out till AMR, Europa's Music Radio. There, a little bit of Swedish from Roger Tate. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. We don't get paid for doing our job. Our wages are your letters. So you must keep us paid by writing to us, of course. EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, New Ark, Notts in England.
To Swansea in Welsh Wales, number 101 Sydney Street, Bryn Hefford, is the home of James Parker, and he writes to us telling us all about Radio Del Mar, and he says, Dear sirs,
cool, that's formal, isn't it? Please stay on. Lots of information about Radio Del Mar that's going to go into our DX programme. Thanks very much indeed there. Want to mention an extremely good magazine about free radio called the South Coast Radio Movement Magazine. And involved in that, of course, is our friend out there, Terry Sibley, who's the editor of the magazine called Newswave, published by the South Coast Radio Movement. Very, very interesting magazine there, Terry. Thanks very much for sending us a copy. It's available from number 147 Mackey Avenue, Brighton, and that, of course, is in Sussex. Or further information available from EMR's mailing address, if you'd like to write to us. One further little bit of information about EMR is that we are so busy getting our programmes together and compiling logs and things like that, that unfortunately we do not have the studio time now to be able to produce studio cassettes. Much as we would wish to, I'm afraid that service has had to be stopped. Clive Barwood writes to us from London Road, Ascot in Berkshire. He says that your broadcasts do, serve a useful purpose, especially with free radio news. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Jonathan Marks, and he was saying to me that a lot of people regard the DX program as being, if you like, one of the most informative things around, giving information about the free radio scene. I wonder if that is the case. Write and tell us. Selkirk in Scotland is the home of Douglas Gibb. As usual, he is looking forward to receiving a Cusall card. You should have one in your grubby mitt by now. Anyway, he wants us to keep going. We shall. He says that the problem is that he finds it a bit inconvenient, a lot of pirate stations broadcasting on a Sunday morning. It interferes with his sport. Now, you may wonder what his sport is. Well, he goes golfing. Very, very healthy indeed. Yes, I'm into teeing as well, but the sort that comes in a cup. Anyway, you tell us that it was not such a great day as far as the weather was concerned last month, so therefore you stayed in and listened to EMR. Very sensible of you, sir. Now, we all know who lives in Amesbury in Wiltshire, don't we? Yes, we should do. It is, of course, the authorities, I think. Thanks very much there, for sending the information on the Yaesu receivers and the joystick of variable frequency antenna and items of that sort. As Roger Tate, as you know, has not got a very good shortwave receiver. I have only a little aerial and a very little baby receiver. Right. Moving on with more letters, somebody wishes me 73s, so 73s back to our friend out there in Ramsgate. You know, it's almost impossible to read the signature on here, but my assistant in the studio is pointing at something. Dirty puss.
Hello, that's us from Picton Road, Ramsgate.
Had us on 7320 last month. Right, Paul Walton wrote in, as usual. Paul, good. Thanks very much for writing in. Hope you're still watching your videotape of EMR.
Radio 350 up there in Edinburgh.
Hello, and 73s to you. Hans Puff writes to us from Mülheim in West Germany. And a big hi, and 88s to you. Alan Oliver of Newcastle in Staffs.
Roger.
And hello to Chris of Cleckheaton in West Yorkshire. 44444. What can we ask for? More.
Jonas Löfgren writes to us from Ursa in Sweden.
And that's the Olyon spin. Where on earth is that in Sweden? I don't know where that is. Anyway, Jonas tells us that he's 15 years old and he's studying, aren't we all?
His hobbies include DXing, stamps, fishing. Fishing? You into fishing?
Oh well, spare the rod and you might get hooked on the hobby. Alright. You say that it's exciting to listen to radio stations from all over the world.
Well, it could be, depending on what the radio station's like.
You tell us that it's 30 metres long, and it's 10 metres above the ground. To what are you referring, dear sir? It is, of course, your antenna, connected up to your Kenwood R300 receiver. Here's a letter which is really scrawled. It's a bit difficult to read all this. But there's something which was quite legible and interesting on it, which I thought I'd read out. Mr. D. Starr of Bletchley Milton Keynes in Buckinghamshire in England. I was saying on my last programme that I wonder if people make love whilst listening to the Mailbox programme.
Something a little bit cheeky.
Mr. D. Starr says, we do not make love whilst you are on EMR.
We stop and wait until you're finished.
But don't mind us, don't mind us. Carry on, please do, and we'll play you some more.
Yeah, I can ask you to get up and down or something.
This month, to say, we've had over 150 letters to try and cram in on this one-hour programme. So I'm not really going to be able to play you a lot of music, but there's one record I do want to play. This one was recorded specially by Don McLean when Radio Veronica went off the air. And as you know, very, very sadly, Caroline has sunk and gone to a rather watery grave. This one I dedicate to Caroline.
Now we hear a rock and roll ship for you into the...
boy said as he walked the strip, well, it really don't matter, there was nothing to show. Your favorite song, you knew you just had to turn your radio on. Was it blues, was it show, was it rock that made everyone roll? Well, I can't pretend that I didn't cry when I heard the news they had to say goodbye. It's been a part of your life. The word legal don't mean right. Well, it's hard to see what makes a friend when there's something wrong. You know you can't pretend, but I knew that something had come to an end today. The music died. What I'm singing now is it all gone away. The songs that they sang and the music they played. But we've all got to do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's a price you must pay. The songs that they sang and the music they played. But we've all got to do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Now do you believe in the power of a dream? And do you believe in the dancing queen? Can you still hear the sound of the silence of the sea? Yeah, when in 74 they took them off the air. In a cry from the people, but nothing but the changing day. Well, there ain't no point to the point of the man. The sun is gone as fast, but the memory will surely last. So when the story's told and there is no end, and you get to the part that no one can mend, and we all lost something more than a friend today. The music died, for we were singing it.
Hey, hey, they all got away. The songs that they sang and the music they played. But we all gotta do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Hey, hey, they've all gone away. The songs that they sang and the music they played. But we all gotta do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay.
Oh, what can I say?
There's always a price you must pay.
That is absolutely unbelievable. You know, you had the singing mailbox program in Roger Tate, singing along to it. I got my mate in the studio. His name's Mark. He's going to be saying a few words later on. He comes from a rather nice place called Beckenham, somewhere in Kent, I think.
Roger Tate.
Just keep on stepping.
We will continue to keep on stepping.
And we'll step through some of your letters and Roger Tate will trip over them. Hello there to Dale Goffin, who lives in Beccles in Suffolk. On 41 metres last month, it was a double five, double five, five, six alive, it's all the fives. Hello to Mr. A.S. Herbert of Nuneaton and Gerwin Schutt of Rathenau in the GDR. D. Hall of Sutton in Ashfield, thank you for your letter. And also Ah, to be sure. Hello there, Mr. Brian O'Flynn of Douglas in Cork. Roland Domen wrote to us from Stolberg in Germany. And would you believe we had a letter from Switzerland? Land of the snow?
And the merchant banks? 33433 and Peter Fuchs wrote to us from Winterfjord. I don't know whether I pronounced that properly.
It could be Peter Fuchs, or it could be something else.
Steve Cronin wrote to us from Hull.
Kingston upon Hull, would you believe? They have their own telephone service there. Yes, it's not owned by the GPO. More power to you, Hull Corporation. Steve Cronin, of course, is a DJ there. And talking of DJs, a professional disc jockey wrote to us with some criticisms. Oh, I like this. Adrian Lake wrote to us from Chippenham, Wiltshire. Lovely little village there, out there in Wiltshire. It's where the pork pies come from. Anyway, Adrian says, he says, we ought to get rid of all the foreign language programs off of EMR. That's the first thing, because he doesn't like those. We ought to employ some more professional DJs, not these amateurs. The only program he liked was... Oh, it's the Mailbox Show. He thought that the radio news program was very good. And he thinks that we overdid it when we constantly asked people to write in to us. Well, Adrian, that's not our normal policy, but would you believe an audience analysis of all the letters that came through over the last 12-month period indicated the audience response was dropping off by about 40%. So we're wondering whether it was worth continuing. You, our EMR listeners, said it was worth continuing. Continue we will. Anyway, Adrian, you say you hope that we're going to change our programmes. Indeed, we are not. Because we think EMR has the right setup of interest to the DXer abroad. We are not another BBC. We are not another independent local radio station. We are EMR. We are independent. And this is the Mailbox Show. Tynan Weir. Yes, right. That is the home of somebody who owns an RF220E. BE with a 160-foot long wire antenna, and the person who owns this, and I'm opening it up, and the letter, is James Jordan. He says that he thinks I'm 27 years old. James, you've won yourself a single. Yes, I am 27 years old. I will admit to my age. I'm not going as white-haired as Barry Stevens. Sinpo of all the fives on 48 and 41. Thanks very much indeed for your letter there. If Mark would like to put that to one side, because that is the guy there.
In Tynan Weir, he's won himself a single for guessing my age, and that was the first one I came to with the correct answer.
Going through my other sheet of paper with some more letters and things on it, we're going to have a chat about various other people. Who do we get to? Oh yes, we spoke to Gerwin Schutt earlier on. Eric Matthew wrote to us from Lowestoft. Thank you for your letter. And Vargen Holberg from Skelskor in Denmark. Tell us whatever happened to Radio Viking. They used to be out there in Denmark. Yves Richard of Tours, Cedes in France. Thank you very much for your letter. And David and B. Boylan, I don't know whether that's a Miss, a Mrs., a Ms. or whatever, or even a Mr. of Cowley, Oxford. Thanks very much for your letter. And hello there to Wilfried Rilet of Stinokerwiel in Belgium. Lars Eriksson of Bastud, thank you very much for your letter from Sweden. Tack. Hello also, whilst we're talking of Scandinavia, to Dick Gustafsson in Örnsköldsvik, Peter Schellwatt and FRC Sweden. Hello also to Per Lindholm in Örnsköldsvik, and also to Lars Söderström in Bredby. And all my friends in Sweden, hello to you. Moving on with the mailbox programme, your mailbox programme, don't forget Kent Place, Norwell, New Ark, not in England. Mrs.?
I'm sorry, Mr. Milner, I've given you a sex change. Mr. J. Milner lives in Halifax, West Yorkshire.
He says 73s, etc.
I gather you say sent us a rather nice audio letter, so thanks very much indeed for your audio letter and for your little note.
Roger Tate is pondering the next one. It says, please stay on the air from Howard Gregg. We will do that, of course. Howard tells us that he's 21 years old and working at Boots the Chemist. Oh, no, he's not. Sorry, he's working at their main laboratories. I see. We won't compound the felony, then. Right, you're studying HNC Applied Biology. Hello? Have you been planted in that job? I gather it's a part-time job. Day release. What they mean, they let you out of prison once a week. As you can see from the address, I live in Keyworth, which is about 8 miles south of Nottingham. I have been a fan. Have you? You've been whizzing round? Oh, well. I have been a fan of EMR and shortwave radio in general for about 12 years. Gosh, really? Anyway, Keyworth in Nottinghamshire is a rather nice place. I have actually been through there. Rather nice. And thanks very much indeed there, Howard, for your letter. Let's hope that your studies go well. Let's hope that you pass all your exams and become very brilliant and rich like me. I nearly forgot something there. It says PPS. PPS. Got too many P's on that. Will you say hello to my girlfriend, Fiona Barclay? Thanks. Fiona, you must have a very talented boyfriend there. He's studying away. But make sure that he always listens to me every Sunday, okay? PPPPPS. Sorry about all the PS's. Oh, right. Reading in Berkshire is the home of that one. But we will move on with one thing and another. Hang on, Roger Tate's got to have a gulp of water, because there are 150 letters in this programme, and it's all... things absolutely mad in here. That's what Mark thinks about.
Hello, Mark's come up to the microphone. He's a mate of mine. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Roger.
What do you think of it all?
Well, I've never been so overwhelmed with the amount of letters we've got here. We're just falling over them. It's ridiculous.
Yes, well, we're squeezed into a very small studio somewhere on a lonely hillside. And trying to read through some listeners' letters. You got any dedications you'd like to give to anybody out there?
Well, I must give one to Carlton in Beckenham, because he's a dedicated free radio follower. And especially one not for TJ of a certain radio station who doesn't like Carlton anymore.
Okay, fine, thanks. So we're going to move on with the letters. Would you believe all sorts of people write to European Music Radio, ranging from the humble DXer to the people who are way up somewhere? This I don't know about, but it comes from Windsor in Berkshire in England, and it says here, please do not stop now, you see. This paper has actually got a crest on it in the middle of the paper, and it's signed Charles. Who it's from, I don't know. Anyway, it says, please do not stop now. Although I am totally dedicated to the principle of free radio, that is to say, radio free of governmental control, my own position in the establishment makes it impossible for me to reveal my identity to you. It is for this reason that I have not written to you before. I also know of many people that listen to and believe in free radio who are unable to declare their support for it. Well, thanks very much there, Charles, whoever you're in the department or whatever high position you have. Thank you very much for writing to us. And those people that complain that there is not enough music in the Mailbox programme, remember, it is a chat programme!
Now, European Music Radio, outsendend in the 48th Metal Band.
And the beat goes on. The letters go on! 155 of them this month! You don't know what you're doing to me! It's not that bad. thank you, honestly, for your letters.
Been well paid this month.
Roger Tate.
Kai Grimstad writes to us from Eidrivag in Norway. He tells us that he's a boy, he's 18 years old, and he's in his second year in high school in the town of Mold, which is Mike Oscar Lima Delta Echo. Mold is situated 50 kilometres from my home village of Eidvog, I think it is, Eidvag. My hobbies are collecting stamps, coins and old books. And of course, I'm a DXer. I've been listening to European Music Radio before, but it's not very often that it comes through so well, and there are often bad conditions. I hope that my report is in accordance with your station log, and I hope that my report isn't too old. As he looks at the date, it is in fact for our March 1980 broadcast. What's old about that then? Thank you very much indeed there, Kai Grimstad. Please, when you write to us, don't forget to tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about the town in which you live, tell us how many people live there. Tell us what sort of radio stations you listen to when you're not listening to pirate radio stations. All those things, of course, would be appreciated. And don't forget, of course, to send your letters in to European Music Radio, that's EMR, or European Music Radio, at Kent Place, K-E-N-T-P-L-A-C-E, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. And I pronounce it like that, especially for an old gentleman out there by the name of Crystal. Turning to our quick list, I should say, mentions and dedications and things. Now, where did I get to on this mark? He's going to have to point it out to me. And where I got to. Here we are, yes. Here we are. That place I couldn't pronounce, Vlag Twiddy, was where I got to. On this list, I've got to mention Hans van Achterberg
in Paris, in Holland.
Jeff Weston of Boreham Wood and Neil Savin from somewhere. Norbert Scheel wrote to us from Berlin. Thank you for your letter. And hello to Mark Williams of Tipton, West Midlands. A mention also for Simon Wilmot of Bristol, Mark Holdway of Andover, Paul of Christchurch, Jean-Luc Vigier of Camières en France. Merci pour votre lettre, Jean. Ron Williams of Falmouth and Podney Seeks of Cornwall.
Anton van Elswick of Colville.
And also hi to Joachim Buchau, Karl Marx Stadt in the GDR. Olaf Wernhalt wrote to us from Bremen in West Germany. Thank you for your letter also. I'm getting a little bit tired of that Ripple record called The Beat Goes On. I'll play you a little promotional and then the music and let us continue. No, we didn't say that. Fred, you must wash your ears out, because we did not say that. I said last month round that some people complain that we don't play enough music on European Music Radio, and so therefore we have no right to call ourselves Europa's Music Radio, right? I was saying, what else could we call it? For example,
European Funk Radio, right?
I didn't say we were going to. Oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for your letter, most interesting. You say, P.S. EMR is the first offshore station I have ever listened to. Look, we are not offshore, we are land-based. Do you not listen to our promotionals? Do we not say we are coming from a lonely hillside? How many lonely hills have you seen in the middle of the sea? coming up in a few moments' time. Something to think about. For a number of years with lots of DXs and spoken to them about lots of receivers that are available. The thing that strikes me is how expensive a good communications receiver costs nowadays. It's all very well for you DXs out there having hundreds and hundreds of pounds, francs, krona or Deutschmarks worth of DX receiving equipment. But what about those people who've hardly got a penny, a krona, a Deutschmark, a franc or whatever to rub between their... Well, to rub together, I should say. What are those people? Listen now and act upon the information. Letters on a mailbox programme all in one go. And I've got a very able and willing assistant who's sitting closely next to me, who's going to read out a few dedications in a moment's time. And his name is Mark, and he comes from Beckenham in Kent. Not far from Beckenham in Kent, in England, is Bexley Heath in Kent. And Sean Campbell happens to live there. And also a mention for Richard Miller of Coles Hill, Birmingham, Stuart Dobson of Hilderstone, Stone Staffs, and Mr. R. Wolf of Delft in Holland. Delft is famous for its pottery. It's enough to drive you potty, innit? Right, okay. It's also the twin town with Kingston upon Thames, which I know quite well. And that, of course, is in Surrey. Mr. D.R. Corbett of on the Hill lives in Stafford. He also wrote to us, as did André Cousin of Biorel in France. Peter Herklatz lives in Frauenstein. Yeah, you're better at the German than I. You do that one and continue from there.
Aber mein Deutsch ist nicht gut.
Okay, there's Peter Herklatz in Frauenstein, which is in the German Deutschland Republic, or something like that. Andrew Mailing in Woking. Andy Carter in Salisbury in Wiltshire. Stephen Kemp in Bridgewater gave us a 45545, which is pretty good reception. Duncan Moss in Surbiton and Ken Baird in Scotland for a bit of Ochai the New. Richard Harting in St Ives hunting something. I don't know what he's hunting.
It's Hunts. Huntingdonshire.
He's hunting something, yes. Bob Burwell in Lymington in Hants. Mark Gay in Winston in Avon. G.R. Mackham in Romsey Hants, David Williams, Netley Abbey, and Graham King for that amazingly fantastic magazine, Soundwaves.
Hasn't he got a good voice?
Isn't he good, eh?
It's a mate of mine, he's sitting next to me. Your letter there, Jim. We're now up to Northampton, in the north of England. And a letter that says, please don't close down, as the voice of choice must stay alive in Europe. And I'm sure you're giving a huge contribution to free radio. And people, many people... Anyway, a little bit of information as well, which is rather interesting because we like these titbits. According to Belgium Calling, last Saturday, I think, the letter goes, it had a news item about a police crackdown on pirate radio stations in Brussels. It was said that an announcement followed stating that a new station would be commencing transmissions, soon to be called Radio Mauritius International, off Ostend. Sounds something like to do with Del Mar, according to Nicholas Wye.
In Brussels?
Well, these stations sprout up all the time, don't they? Now here's a letter that goes, please, 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 please. Then it goes on, please, 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 stay on. In fact, there are 15 pleases. It comes to us from Neil Tumman. And he says, please don't go off the air. Well, what? Then 15
please don't go off the air. I'll tell you what could be better. This one here, which comes to us from Horton Road, Trench, Telford in Solops. It goes, please, 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 please. I think you get the idea, don't you? Please, 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 please. To the power of 53, don't close down. It comes to us from Simon Parton. What do you reckon about that, Mark? All these pleases.
Please, please, please.
I get an idea these people don't want us to close down.
Well, it would help if they said please.
Hey, Matt Nong. No, not to France, but to Norway in a place called Hovdivgivning.